Hi, Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Marvin Evans, E-V-A-N-S. I have been advised that Marvin Evans claimed to have been injured at work on 10-15-20 period. He asserted that he injured his left knee and lower back period. He had extensive diagnostic testing and treatment for the left knee, but did not undergo any surgery on it. Period. He did accept various injections, including viscosupplementation injections, which are reserved for advanced osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. As per the record, supplied an initial injury note. From Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Medical, Taylor Made Diagnostics. Wrote, he is a 54-year-old male with complaints of left knee pain. Pretty was climbing up a rail car ladder and felt a pop in the left knee that had pain shooting from the shin area up the back of the thigh. Pretty states he had an injury to his back on 6-2019 and has had pain in the knee since then as well. Pretty bold this. This speaks to pre-existing knee issues that were ongoing. Period. He was found to have full extension and flexion against resistance. Period. There was negative Jorce sign. Period. He had a positive McMurray's but no effusions or lateral joint line instability. Period. He did have tenderness over the patella. Period. He did undergo x-rays that were preliminarily raised degenerative joint disease. Period. He was then referred for an MRI of the knee for the provisional diagnosis of left knee strain. Period. He was cleared for limited duty for, quote, left knee derangement, period, unquote. The employer's first report of injury wrote he was climbing a ladder and he heard a pop in his left knee, period. He did have an MRI of the left knee on 10-21-20 to be inserted. Period, and put this in bold. This clearly demonstrates he had a pre-existing degenerative abnormality in the knee. Period. New paragraph. On 10-28-20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Wardell, W-A-R-D-E-L, L. Period. He wrote the claimant had progressive pain in the left knee associated with stiffness and buckling. Period. He reviewed the 10-21-20 study, noting it showed medial meniscal tear, comma, osteoarthritic change most severe in the medial compartment, comma, large Baker cyst. Period. X-rays from 10-15-20 showed patellofemoral sparing and mild medial joint space narrowing. Period. Dr. Wardell performed an exam but referenced the, quote, right knee, end quote, having 0 to 120 degrees of motion. Period. There was no effusion. Period. There is medial and lateral patellar facet tenderness, as well as medial and lateral joint line tenderness, worse on the medial side. Period. He had mild restriction of low back flexion. Period. Straight leg raising was positive on the left at 70 degrees for left buttock pain only. Period. The x-rays more specifically were red as showing medial joint space narrowing, comma, Kellgren, K-E-L-L-G-R-E-N, hyphen Lawrence, grade 3-4, comma, significant patellofemoral spurring. Period. Lumbar spine showed mild spondylophyte formation at multiple levels. Period. He was initiated on tramadol. Period. He was also removed from work. Period. On 11/10/20, Dr. Wardell performed ultrasound-guided knee joint injection with depomedrol. Period. On 2/25/21, he accepted his first ultrasound-guided hyalgen injection to the left knee. Period. Listed assessments were tear of the medial meniscus of the left knee, current, unspecified tear type, aggravating pre-existing osteoarthritis. Period. Hyalgen injection was again given on 3/4/21, /3/11/21, and 3/19/21. Period. The fifth such injection was given on 3/26/21. Period. I must have received a series of procedure reports that were done later. Written 2/1/23. He underwent a left knee hyalgen injection again with Dr. Wardell. Period. This was repeated on 2/8/23. Period. Another hyalgen injection was given on 2/14/23. Period. A fourth hyalgen injection was given on 2/22/23 and 3/1/23. Period. New paragraph on 11/30/20. Mr. Evans was seen orthopedically by Dr. Wardell. By which time he had 3 sessions of therapy. Period. He still had aching and pain in the left knee, although the injection helped. Period. Range of motion of the left knee was 0 to 100 to 10 degrees with crepitus. Period. There was no effusion and good stability. Period. He does have pain with valgus force applied to the knee over the medial joint line. Period. He had tenderness over the medial femoral condyle and joint line. Period. His diagnoses remain the same, including lumbar sprain. Period. He was followed periodically by Dr. Wardell and his colleagues over the ensuing months. Period. On 2/18/21, the physician assistant wrote, the claimant was scheduled for joint lubricant injections to the left knee to start next week. Period. Left knee motion was from 0 to 130 degrees on 4/21/21. There was patellofemoral crepitus upon circumduction. Period. They reviewed treatment options. Period. He was advised there was pre-existing osteoarthritis prior to his meniscal tear of 10/15/20. Period. As a result of the meniscus tear, he is symptomatic due to pain generated from the meniscus tear, as well as pain generated from his osteoarthritis, which is now under considerable more stress since he no longer has meniscus to distribute the weight-bearing forces. Period. He will consider a total knee replacement or an arthroscopic meniscectomy. Period. He was to continue therapy and return in 4 weeks. Period. If he wanted to defer any surgical opinion, then he would have reached maximum medical improvement and functional capacity evaluation would be ordered. Period. On 5/20/21, he indeed was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. appeared left knee motion was from 3 to 90 degrees with crepitus, and his pain level was 8/10. Appeared there was no effusion, and he was stable to varus and valgus force. Appeared he was markedly tender over the anterior comma, medial comma, and lateral joint lines. Appeared he was to continue out of work. Appeared Mr. Evans did not wish to proceed with any surgery. Period. It took some time for the FCE to be authorized. Period. Motion of the knee on 9/121 was 0 to 120 degrees with mild crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He was requesting to return to work with restrictions. Period. Dr. Wardell accommodated him in that regard. Period. Upon return of 9/29/21, motion was 0 to 110 degrees with crepitus. Period. Work did not have any job duties for him within the restrictions provided from his last visit. Period. On 10/27/21, he was cleared for full duty. Period, his pain level is 6/10. Period, he has not had any giving way episodes. Period, he's working, but he's not doing land bridge. Period, he chooses his jobs carefully to remain in a safe environment. Period, the low back pain radiates to both buttocks, but not down the legs. Period. He was prescribed analgesic medication over the ensuing months. Period on 9/12/23, exam found 0 to 115 degrees of motion with crepitus. Period is stable to varus and valgus force. Period there was no effusion. Period has mild pain over the medial and lateral joint lines. Period he was prescribed diclofenac. Period. He may continue to work full duty and follow up in 2 months. Period. New paragraph. 3 impairment rating evaluations. Stress that 3 impairment ratings were conducted. Period. On 6/22/23, Steve Schall, S-C-H-A-L-L, comma, M-S, comma, P-T, performed one such exam. Period, we will insert much of what he's written and will be highlighted. Period, on 8/16/23, Dr. Wardell himself performed a permanency impairment evaluation. Period, as you likely know, this is frowned upon within the AMA guides. Period, lastly, on 8/28/23, Dr. Cavazos, C-A-V-A-Z-O-S, opined about the appropriate impairment rating for the knee and what were pre-existing conditions. Okay, that will be highlighted here as well. Okay, next section, findings and conclusions. Marvin Evans alleged to have injured his left knee at work on 10/15/21 when he was climbing a ladder. Period, he did not strike the knee, twist it, or fall on it. Period, he quickly had an MRI of the knee that showed pre-existing abnormalities, primarily degenerative in nature. Period, he then received a protracted course of conservative treatment from Dr. Wardell. Period, this included corticosteroid injections and viscosupplementation injections to the knee. Period. Mr. Evans' range of motion about the knee was fairly stable, as were the rest of his documented clinical findings. Period. He was able to return to work in a full-duty capacity, but does not appear to have been utilizing an ambulatory assisted device or any braces or supports. Period. New paragraph. The appropriate impairment rating is based on the diagnosis based impairment method that was taken by Mr. Shaw and confirmed by Dr. Cavazos. Period. End.